USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says more medical supplies are becoming available as the COVID-19 virus spreads.
We have 8,675 ventilators right now in stock, ready to move, and we have all sorts of incredible soldiers. Our military is going to move them should they be needed. In, as an example, if we need additional in New York.
Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer wants to see pay raises for workers that are critical in keeping the country going during the pandemic.
Not just those in the medical facilities and home care workers, but also truck drivers who deliver supplies, grocery store clerks keep the food on the shelves, transit workers who keep the trains running.
Schumer says his bill would have hazard pay, which amounts to a roughly $13 an hour pay raise. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
Once again, President Trump needs a new press secretary. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes from Washington.
Stephanie Grisham out of that job, but not out of the White House. Grisham is now First Lady Melania Trump's new chief of staff. She worked for the First Lady previously. She never held a single televised news conference during her brief tenure as President Trump's chief spokesperson. With a new White House chief of staff aboard, a communications shakeup is said to be afoot, as former North Carolina Congressman Mark Meadows is now running operations at the White House as Mr. Trump's fourth chief of staff in about 3 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Acting Navy Secretary Thomas Mobley has resigned just hours after apologizing for a profanity-laced rant he delivered to the crew aboard the aircraft carrier Teddy Roosevelt. That after their captain wrote a letter expressing concerns about an outbreak of the virus on board the ship. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Binging during the coronavirus crisis isn't just about Netflix. People who are locked down are eating tons of munchies through the pandemic as stress eating and boredom propel them through their lockdown provisions. With more, here's USA's Tim Berg.
Snack, comfort food, and alcohol sales are soaring during the coronavirus outbreak, many people overeating out of pure boredom, fear, or even anxiety. Journalist Andy Boyle tells me it's not a big surprise that people are gaining weight during the pandemic.
Well, it's kind of a mixture of a couple things. One, our bodies are engineered to get fat. It goes back to kind of when we were hunter-gatherers, feast or famine, and our bodies are preparing for that famine. So we're really good at gaining a lot of, storing a lot of energy as fat, just in case we run out of food sources. The second big thing, our food has changed, and there's way more of it, and it's a lot cheaper than it used to be. If you look back 100 years ago, people were not eating as much calories as they are now. If you even go back 40 years, we are eating on average 500 more calories a day as a populace than we used to be. All of that adds up. That's about a pound a week if you're eating 500 more calories. And then the third final thing, we lead way more sedentary lives than we used to. We're not moving as much in our jobs, and we're also not moving as much just to get around the cities we live in.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.